Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have to admit something to you. I do. I failed you. I totally failed you. Yesterday I was talking about teams, and I was talking about how important it is for you to have a team if you're going to do this real estate investing. As a matter of fact, I think it's so important for you to have a team regardless of what you do. Depending on what you do for work, you might be part of a team, or you may have a team or teams working for you. So you know how this works. So where did I go afoul? Let you down? Okay. I was talking about a situation, and I was in Afghanistan. I was hanging out in Afghanistan. Well, you just don't hang out in Afghanistan. You're just kind of there. I was up north in a place called Mazar-e-Sharif, and we were getting ready to leave that location to go to another part of Afghanistan. I was waiting for my aircraft to arrive. And as we went to the airhead, there was this big pile of stuff. I mean, it was all tactical gear. It's the stuff that you use when you go out and you prosecute the warfighting mission. Yeah, you know, it's gear, and it's a big pile of stuff. And on top, literally on top. Now, mind you, think about, like, if a dump truck dumps a pile of dirt in your driveway. You know how big that is, right? Okay. Well, this pile was literally almost that big. I mean, there was a lot of gear in there. And on top was this little 50cc motorcycle. Yeah, 50cc's. You know, like the kind you would buy your six-year-old? Yeah, it was this little tiny motorcycle. So I walk up to this gear, and it's just laying there, and I'm looking at it, and I'm going, what the heck is this? And as I'm kind of looking at it, like 30 seconds later, this sergeant kind of walks by me, and he stands next to me, and he goes, what are you thinking, sir? And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what all this is. And he goes, well, that's the stuff we're going to take out on our mission. I said, oh, okay. What's with the 50cc motorcycle? What in God's green earth does that provide for you guys tactically? And he said, well, actually, it is a very tactical thing. As a matter of fact, it's something that we developed while we've been over here, because what we found out was that some of the bad guys that we're going out to get. Now, okay, let me back up a little bit, because I got to give you the whole picture, because if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, you have no idea what I'm talking about. So this pile of gear belonged to a special forces team. This team was being inserted into the mountainous regions to eradicate leftover Taliban that were still, you know, taking pot shots at us. So we'd send in SF teams, and they would go into areas, and their job was basically to clean it out. And here's the neat thing. That 50cc motorcycle, see, the special operations guys, they figured out that in the mountainous terrain, where you have, if you have a path, it's probably more of an animal path, like a game trail. I mean, that's kind of the way these mountains are. These are very, very rugged mountains. Think Colorado. Yeah, think Colorado. Okay, now you're getting it, right? So these guys would get air mobile inserted. In other words, we put all their stuff in them into a helicopter, and we would take them someplace, and we would drop them off. Now, in this mountainous terrain, it's difficult to shoot, move, and communicate, especially when you're on foot. And these guys are all light infantry. But what they figured out very quickly was that the bad guys were using these little dinky motorcycles to get around. Yeah, these guys would jump on a little dinky motorcycle. They would go to where our guys are. They'd squeeze off a couple rounds at them, you know, trying to kill them, obviously. They'd jump on their motorcycles, and they'd take off. So what the SF guys said, they said, you know what? We need one of those. So they bought a little motorcycle. They bought a little 50cc motorcycle that they take with them so that when the little guy wants to come and shoot at them, they can tear off and take them out. Now, here's where it gets real funny. So this particular team, I'm not going to tell you the number of guys. I mean, it's, as far as I'm concerned, still essentially a classified mission. So I can't give you all the particulars. But on this team, there was one guy, and he was the lowest ranking guy, and this guy looked like he stepped right out of the pages of the WWE. He was, and I'm not lying to you, this guy was probably 6'6", 6'7". He probably weighed a good 260. He was all muscle. Okay, this guy should have been playing in the NFL. That's what I'm thinking. He should have been a linebacker or something. That's how big this dude was, right? So he shows up with the other guys, and I just casually say, so who rides the motorcycle? And they all point to the biggest dude. And all of a sudden, this guy's face just turns beet red. Oh, I mean, it was classic. It was beet red. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he goes, yeah, sir. Lowest ranking guy always gets the crappy details, right? So now I found that absolutely hilarious. But you have to picture this. Now I didn't see this guy in action in the mountains, okay? Because my airplane got there, I left, and they went on to do whatever they were doing. But come on, picture a big beefy dude on your 6-year-old's motorcycle. Yeah, I mean, that screams funny. That screams funny to me. But here's the important thing, and here's the big takeaway. The biggest guy got on the littlest machine, and he completed his component of the team. He brought what he was supposed to bring to the team. And that right there, that was the piece that I failed to tell you yesterday. It doesn't matter who's on your team, as long as you use them effectively. If they're not effective, get rid of them. I'm serious. It's okay to call the herd. It is totally okay. All right, so we're done with teams. Yeah, well, okay, I'm not done with teams. I still do teams. But what I'm going to talk about today is something you need to have. It's called a mentor. Yeah, stick around. I'll get into the details.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. Connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
It's all about that map to financial freedom. I'm telling you, the map that I follow works. It absolutely works. I was given a map by a mentor, and that mentor dialed me in to the map. And everything that I did was based on my own personal goals, my personal objectives, and I was able to hit 5-year targets in a 2-year period of time. And the key thing is this, it's because of a mentor. It's because I had a mentor literally in my pocket. Yeah. And you're thinking, must be a pretty small dude, huh? Well, I got big pockets. But here's my point. I think mentors are absolutely critical to your success. Now, mentor, according to Merriam-Webster, is a trusted counselor or a guide. They also refer to a mentor as a tutor or a coach. See, I think that's exactly what you need in a mentor, exactly what Merriam-Webster describes. You need somebody that you can put your faith and confidence in that can help you to get to where you're trying to get to. Now, you can go ahead and do this all by yourself. And trust me, I know there are people out there that have egos so big that they're going to do it all by themselves. You know what? I can't help them until they decide to put their ego in their back pocket and join the rest of mankind. You need a mentor. You need somebody who has a vested interest in your success. Whether you pay for the mentor, whether you don't pay for the mentor, is irrelevant. I don't care how the mentor earns their money, to be honest with you, unless they're just selling you services that don't actually produce anything, in which case, that's not really a mentor. No. You know, I was looking through the internet, you know, that place of all kinds of information out there, some qualified, a lot not, and I found a website. Now, you know, this is where I run into a challenge, because I don't want to tell you where the website is, because these people are trying to sell you mentoring services. But when I looked at what they're selling you, I took a step back and I went, well, this isn't mentoring. No, this is dumb stuff. So because of that, I really don't want to tell you what the company is, because I don't want to embarrass them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to refer to my legal team, and if, you know, they tell me, hey man, you need to disclose that, okay, I will put it out on tomorrow's show. So but here's what I'm getting at. This particular website is talking about what they think are the greatest mentors of all time. The greatest mentors of all time. So, I mean, you know, you hear something like that and you think, well, maybe I ought to turn my attention there, right? Just be like the rest of the herd and go that way. Okay. So this website apparently polled the people that are a part of their organization. And they said, you can choose anyone to mentor you. If anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why? Let me restate that one more time. If you can choose anyone to mentor you, dead or alive, who would it be and why? All right, that question right there, are you seeing it too? Yeah, I'm totally seeing it. Okay, how does a dead person mentor you? How do you have a conversation with a dead person? How does the dead person get to know your financial situation? How does the dead person get to know what your goals and objectives are? How does the dead person advise you on how you too can get the same great results they achieved? Yeah, I mean, just right there. Okay, so it's kind of a cutesy question. I get that. But I'll tell you what, if you're in the business of mentoring people, you really need to step back and you need to take a look at your business plan, because you've got a few things wrong there. Yeah, you do. Now, what they did was they had, like, I don't know, a list of people that were identified based on this poll. So here, I'll just hit you with who people said they would choose and maybe why. So one guy says, hey, I'd choose Tony Robbins. Okay, well, I guess Tony Robbins is still alive. He's got some good stuff. As a matter of fact, when you attend one of our free workshops, we're actually going to talk about some of the things that Tony Robbins talks about, because they fit well with what we do in real estate. So yeah, Tony Robbins, that guy could be a good mentor, but how are you going to get on his calendar? How are you going to have a one-on-one with Tony Robbins? Yeah, I'll be honest with you. If Tony Robbins does one-on-ones, they're probably very expensive. Yeah, I'm just saying, because the guy gets the same 24 hours in a day. And if he's going to, quote unquote, sell his time, okay, it's probably going to be pretty expensive. But I guess if you can get a guy like Tony Robbins to mentor you, that would be great. And you're thinking, well, dude, I can go to his programs. I can buy his books. I can buy his all of his stuff. I can use that to mentor me. Okay, you're missing the point. Mentorship needs to be a one-on-one dialogue. Yeah, it needs to be you sitting down with another live human being that has done what it is you choose to do, and they are there to help you achieve the same results. They are there for you to bounce ideas off so you don't go off into some stupid place because you got an epiphany that maybe you wanted to, you know, change the way we do business. And there are people that do that, and I'm not saying they're bad or anything like that. I'm just saying that mentor is there to get you back focused on the direction you're going. Now, here's another one. This particular guy, he chose Gandhi, okay? Because he quietly led a successful movement and did not lose his soul in the process. Okay. If that's what you want to do, then go ahead and choose Gandhi as your mentor. Here's the problem with Gandhi. Last I checked, I'm not sure he's alive. It's going to be difficult for you to get a one-on-one audience with Gandhi. Yeah. Okay, another guy said Napoleon Hill. That's actually not a bad choice, Napoleon Hill. See, Napoleon Hill, basically, back in like the 19th and the 20th century, he wrote this book called Think and Grow Rich. Now, I will tell you this. You should read that book. And when you finish reading that book, you should go back and read it again. And when you finish it, go back and read it again. And the reason I say this is time and time and time again, I have talked to other people that have read that book that say exactly what the book says. Until you're ready to receive the secrets that the book has to share with you, you won't understand them. But here's the problem with Napoleon Hill. He's dead too. Yeah. So although there's great wisdom in his books do not get you laser focused on a plan that will work for your investing strategy. Okay, so Napoleon Hill, man, he's out too. And we come back from the break. There's a bunch of other people that, you know, they might work. Let's see what happens. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I'm talking about mentorship. Yeah, finding a mentor. You have to have a mentor as a part of your team. It is critical. It is absolutely critical. Why wouldn't you want a mentor? Oh, maybe you have to pay them some money. Well, some mentors maybe you have to pay for, some you don't. Why does that bother you? Oh, because you have to, you know, front all that money. Okay, let me just break everything down for you. We're going to teach you a business system. I mean, there's another better way to describe it. I mean, we call it a roadmap to success. We really do. But it's a business system. And sometimes you have to invest in your business in order to get the best results possible. And sometimes people have a tendency to lean towards the cheap. They do. They go, mentorship. I don't know if I need that. Is it worth it? Is it worth the money? Well, that's a decision you have to make. That's a total decision you have to make. Now, I'll be very clear with you. You can find somebody out there to mentor you that won't cost you a dime. It's true. They exist. They totally exist. You just got to go find them. You have to cultivate them. You absolutely have to do a little work on your part to get that done. But I will tell you this. When you find the right mentor, everything just comes together. Yeah, there's no better way for me to describe it. I will share with you a conversation that I had 4 years ago when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, one of the things that I did was I decided that I wanted to upgrade my membership to what we call the Preferred Investor Group membership. And what that does is that allows members of Lifestyles Unlimited to operate within what we call a closed network so that we can syndicate real estate deals to each other. It's in addition to everything else that we teach, but one of the things that the Preferred Investor Group program comes with is dedicated mentors. So you can contact your mentor as many times as you deem necessary to get the information that you need. So let me just share with you that what Doug and I talked about. So 4 years ago, we became members. We went through the financial freedom training. We realized very quickly that based on where we were financially, where we were trying to get to, the things that we wanted to accomplish, and based on available time, we would go to the Preferred Investor Group and we would invest in multifamily because that's really what we do. That's primarily where the majority of my investments are. Now, I do have some single family stuff, but I prefer the multifamily space. I really do. So I set an appointment with Doug, who's my mentor, and Doug was on his way to a property. So we just did a telephone interview. In 15 minutes, I don't even think I had him on the phone 15 minutes. I think it was actually less time than that. I basically argued my case for where I was financially and what I think I needed to do to get to where I was trying to get to. And after Doug politely let me tell him everything that I had laid out, Doug politely said, "That's not going to work for you." And now, okay, I do have kind of a big ego. I don't like being told what to do. I just don't like it. And it's I'm working on it. So Doug tells me that, and I'm kind of floored. And my first reaction is, "Well, he doesn't know what's going on in my world." And here was the stupidity of that first reaction. Doug knew exactly what was going on in my world because I'm not the only guy that Doug has mentored. Doug is one of our dedicated mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited. He has been mentoring in the multifamily space since I've been a member, probably longer than that. And, you know, I saw him at the last case study that we had, and I just casually said hi to him, and I said, "Hey, Doug, why do you keep doing this mentoring stuff?" And you know what he told me? He said, "Man, it is the greatest role in the world because I get to work with all of these members that want to invest in multifamily apartment communities, whether they want to buy them and syndicate them to other members, whether they're members that want to buy into syndicated deals, whether they're members that don't want to do the syndication thing, they just want to do the IRO route, the independent rental operator." He says, "I get the opportunity to give back so much, so much." And that's the reason why Doug does it. That's exactly the reason why Doug does it. So let me get back to the conversation I had with Doug while he was driving to a property. Now, you might be thinking, "Well, how do you do a mentorship meeting when your mentor's on Interstate 35 driving up to Austin trying to navigate traffic?" Well, this is how you do it. You have a mentor that knows what he's doing. You have a mentor that understands how we invest in real estate. You have a mentor that understands your financial position. Because everybody that comes to Lifestyles Unlimited comes from a different place. It's true. Some people come with big buckets of money that they've been saving up their entire lives to repurpose into real estate. Other people come with smaller buckets of money that they're trying to grow because what they're doing right now, it's not working. It is not working. And then you have other people that come in with even less money. And sometimes those people need to be told, you need to focus on building up cash right now. See, our mentors will tell you exactly what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. It is true. And I'll tell you what, they're polite about it. They absolutely are. They're polite about it because they understand that maybe you don't necessarily know what you don't know. And that's okay. That's totally okay. I mean, here's the thing. Why is Doug qualified to mentor a guy like me? Okay, I'll answer that. Doug became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years before I did, because he needed to break that corporate bind. He was saving up a lot of money in 401ks and realized that there was not enough money to give him the lifestyle that he wanted in retirement. So he came to Lifestyles Unlimited, and we taught him how to successfully invest in real estate. So what did Doug do? Well, Doug went to work, and he bought several apartment communities. And those apartment communities have created excellent income streams for himself and his family. He has also invested as a passive investor with other members of Lifestyles Unlimited. See, he did all these things. And then when we decided as an organization that we needed to bring somebody else on as a mentor, and by the way, anybody that comes on the Lifestyles Unlimited team is a member. Yeah, you're a member. Because you have to understand from the ground floor what we do. Well, a guy like Doug, he nailed it. He totally nailed it. And you know what? He wants to give back. That is his purpose in life right now, to help people like me stay focused. As a matter of fact, I've been having conversations with Doug recently because as we are adjusting our investment strategy based on the fact that investments that Doug kind of recommended maybe I ought to do have matured and done very well, we've got a good problem. And Doug is there to assist me with going down the right path. Man, it doesn't get better than that. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Winston Churchill.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So you're probably wondering what Winston Churchill has to do with anything that I'm talking about today. Well, he's on that list. He's on that list I was talking about in the second segment. Yeah, somebody said, Winston Churchill is my mentor, but he's dead. So why do you choose somebody who can't interact with you? All right, here's one. This one actually might answer that question. One guy said he would choose Jesus Christ. Yeah, he would choose Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ will do a lot of things for you, but if you read the Bible, you pretty much know that all that financial stuff in the world, that's part of the world. That's not what Jesus Christ is interested in. Yeah, read the Bible. You'll know more. Now, I could go back down this list because it just gets a little bit dumb. It really does. It gets dumb. It everybody else that's on this list is either dead or a celebrity or somebody you maybe have never, ever heard of. So all the dead people, they're out. They're out. Unless you're one of those people that can go to a medium and have a seance and communicate with the dead, those people, they can't give you advice on your current situation. Now, you can read whatever they've published through their life, and that will give you some framework, but that's not going to hone in on what you need to do right now. It's not. The celebrities, this is my favorite, Beyonce. Okay, so why do you want Beyonce to be your mentor? Yeah, I'm lost on it too. I'm totally lost on it. Okay, she might be a great performer, but first of all, I'm not in the entertainment world. And if you ever heard me sing, holy smokes, you'd be running for the hills. Yeah, so now maybe the person that selected Beyonce, you know, had those kind of aspirations, but all of this information that I'm looking at is off of a for-profit website that has nothing to do with entertainment. And good luck getting 15 minutes of Beyonce's time. Yeah, good luck with that. All right, more people, dead guy, that guy's alive. Okay, here's my point. You have to find a mentor. You do. You absolutely have to find a mentor. This is one of those things that's non-negotiable. It really is non-negotiable because that mentor is going to keep you focused on what it is you're trying to achieve. Now, some of this information that I'm giving you right now, I get it. Maybe it's just blown right past your ears because you're listening to the show. And you're kind of contemplating maybe doing something with real estate. You're not super happy with your current situation. And I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying maybe you're not super happy. Maybe you could be in a better place than you are right now. And I'm here to tell you, I've been in that situation where I was not super happy. I call that cubicle hell. Cubicle hell. You heard it correctly. That's exactly what it was. That was my life when I left the military, burned through my savings, trying to get back into the workforce at the age of 50, fighting ageism to find a job that I was definitely overqualified for. But hey, man, I needed a job. I can suck up my pride and put it in my back pocket, right? Wrong. Yeah, that it tore me apart. It tore me apart, especially when I watched people in higher positions of authority within the organization that were doing jobs commensurate with what I had been doing in the military. As a matter of fact, some of the stuff I'd been doing in the military was much more complex than what the people above me were doing. And I would sit there and I'd watch them make mistake after mistake after mistake, and it drove me nuts. And when I wanted to speak up, hey, you shut up. You're down there in the food chain. I got this. Okay, man. Hey, you know what? It's your funeral. Knock yourself out. And I got so frustrated working within a culture that was just awful. It was awful. It was very awful. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you where. Some of you guys know. I've disclosed that I worked for a municipality before. I left the municipality because I got myself to a place of retirement. Yeah, because I joined Lifestyles Unlimited 4 years ago. I went through the educational program. I was taught how to successfully invest in real estate assets, single family and multifamily assets, by a multimillionaire. His name's David Fisher. He teaches a lot of our classes. And David is one of those guys. He's not a mentor, but he's a trainer with a mentor's attitude. Yeah, it's probably the best way to describe David. And David does what David does because David wants people to understand there's a better way. And more importantly, he wants to make sure you understand the right path. So once I went through all of that education, I had to decide, okay, what path am I going to go by? Well, see, I was working that dead-end job, right? I was in the cubicle hell. And you know what? I was literally locked into a cubicle. Yeah, I had to be there at a certain time. I was told multiple times by my boss when I worked there that she was frustrated with me because she needed me for something. And she called my name, and my cubicle is just like one row away from her office. And I didn't respond. And maybe it's because I was in the copy room. Maybe it's because I was in the bathroom. Who knows? And I would get talking to after talking to about my inability to be responsive. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, between you, me, and the fishbowl over here, that didn't last very long, because I eventually closed the door and I had a one-on-one with her. And I said, look, I am not your child. I am not your baby. I've been to combat. I have trained people to protect this nation. I've gone into harm's way myself. When you're ready to treat me like an adult, I'll be more than happy to give you all that you need. Now, I will tell you this. I do about 70% of the work in this unit because the other people that you have here are not as gifted as I am. So, having said all of that, I do have to use the bathroom. I do have to leave my cubicle from time to time to go make copies of stuff that you need. So, unless we can come to an agreement about being professional with each other, I will walk out this door and I will never come back. And that's literally the conversation I had to have with my boss. Yeah, I actually had to mentor her. Okay, so we're talking about mentoring now. Anyway, so we joined Lifestyles. We go to the Preferred Investor Group. I immediately started thinking, maybe I want to start syndicating deals. And that's where Doug came in. See, Doug flat out told me, he said, man, you don't have the available time. You're working 50 to 60 hours a week in your job, and you don't even have any flexibility. You can't even step out of the building to do something that could be real estate related because they want you focused 100% on what they're paying you for. So you're in a rock and a hard place doing the lead investor thing. It might be difficult for you to do the IRO thing too, but investing as a passive investor, that is where you need to be. As a matter of fact, you need to take your assets. You need to dispose of some assets. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he knew where all my money was at. You need to dispose of that asset class. You need to dispose. And he laid it all out and said, that needs to go away. That creates your pot of money. And you're going to use that pot of money to start investing with lead investors. Oh, by the way, in order to do things correctly and to follow SEC laws, you have to reach out and make contact with these lead investors. Now, fortunately for me as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, that's pretty easy. It's way easier today than it's ever been. And that's how I got going. And I started investing my capital into apartment communities that are all being sold. One is already closed escrow. I've already gotten my profits from it. Another one is in escrow. A third one was in escrow. The buyer walked away and they left $100,000 on the table because something spooked him. I don't know what it was. Don't really care. We'll take your $100,000. That property went back on the market. A fourth one is on the market right now. And there's a lot of people that want to buy it. And what this entire scenario is creating for me is a return of all of that capital that I invested 3.5 to 4 years ago, as well as the profits. You heard me correctly. The profits. So now I have a bigger pile of money to work with and to operate with. And I have to give credit where credit is due. See that 15-minute conversation with Doug, my mentor? That got the ball rolling. And now I have even more conversations with Doug because we're going a different path. And if you want to find out how to do all this, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.